with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we have a special holiday treat if you're just tuning in. We've got Stephen Raiklin on the line, and he is an internationally known barbecue expert, and we've been fortunate enough to get a little bit of his time, so we're going to resume that conversation right now. Stephen, thanks for hanging on with us.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, so session number two, I'm going to start out with your top three accessories that every griller should have to in their grill box beside their grill that are functional and kind of a cool gift.
Well, first of all, everybody should have a set of long-handled spring-loaded tongs. I'm partial to what I call my Luma tongs. These are 18-inch tongs with a flashlight built into one arm so you can actually see what you're doing when you're grilling. Why 18 inches? Again, it's that idea of keeping your hand away from the fire so you can be comfortable when you're grilling. We talked about the grill glove. That's another important one. Another is a chimney starter. You know, if you are a charcoal griller, there's nothing like a chimney starter for lighting your coals without using petroleum-based lighter fluids, which I don't like because I like the pure flavor of charcoal. My chimney starter is square rather than round, so it holds about 30% more coals, and it's super easy with those sharp corners to direct the coals exactly where you want them.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. Another very useful item is that if you're a gas griller is what I call a smoking puck. And it's a hockey puck shaped metal container that holds either wood chips or wood pellets. And it has a ventil on the top that actually directs the smoke to the food that you're smoking. So it's a great way to add some smoke flavor if you're cooking on a gas grill.
And all of this stuff, if you just Google Stephen's name, all these products come up from a variety of sources on the web. Is there one better than another for them to go to find this?
Well, Barbecue Bible is my main site. That's BarbecueBible.com. By the way, if you've never visited the site, you know, when you go there, sign up for my newsletter, the Up and Smoke newsletter. It's absolutely free, and once a week you'll get my take on the barbecue world, the recipes I'm making, the restaurants I'm eating at, the gear I'm experimenting with. It's the barbecue whisperer in your ear.
Up in Smoke, I saw that movie. You also have some books, and the one you gave us was your rib book, which is, you've got 100 different rib recipes in there, and I haven't memorized it, but I've read it so many times that I love like 90 of the 100.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's, I would say, a great gift, because one of the questions we get all the time is one of the meat types is ribs, and people mm-hmm. have lots of, I guess, questions, and maybe they're trying to perfect it. Maybe they think this isn't right or that's not right. What's the right way? And I'd say, you know, there's so many ways to do it. You can't necessarily say what the right way is, but you show like I think it's 100, isn't it?
It is 100, yeah. Well, I'm so glad you said that, you know, because I think people, sort of particularly if you're beginning, think that there's only one way to do thing. And for me, you know, barbecue is a destination, it's a journey, and there are a lot of routes to get to excellence.
And Barbecue University, tell us about that.
So this is a school that I created at the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. We're now in our 15th year. And I like to liken it to a summer camp for adults who love to grill. 3 days and three nights at the luxurious Broadmoor Resort in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains in Colorado Springs. We have about 40 different grills and smokers. We've got a state-of-the-art amphitheater-style classroom. You first hour, I explain the lesson, show the essential techniques. The second hour and a half, you, the students, do the grilling under my supervision. And then there's a presentation, I guess you might call presentation contest, where the various teams show what they've grilled, try and outdo each other in terms of the presentation, followed by lunch. We do that 3 days in a row. It's super fun.
So, Jop, you wanted the gloves. Now you know what to get me.
Okay. Yep. And I'll get the plane tickets, too,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll pick all that up.
Yeah.
But, no, so seriously, Stephen, if somebody wanted to do that, because that's a really cool gift,
yeah,
what
yeah.
does that cost?
Well, the current price, I'll tell you what, let me look it up. I should know that offhand, but we will find that right now. I believe it starts at about $2,500.
Okay.
And that's for a three-day session.
Nice.
But let's look it up and give you the...
that's lodging and everything, meals and all you cook. Eat all you cook, right?
Yeah. And your classes, yep.
You're not going to be hungry,
yeah,
Jop.
Great. So yeah. Here you go. Packages start for $24.25.
There we go. Great.
And it's a super, you know, it's a great vacation. And we get everything from heads of corporations who fly in on their private jets to most recently we had a fireman whose buddies got together and bought him Barbecue University as a retirement gift.
Nice.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know,
if you could do that in the fall and tie in an elk hunt with it, I'd be signing up right now.
Well, okay, you'll bring the elk, huh?
Yeah, right. Right.
That's great.
Cool. Yeah.
Very
well, again, Stephen Reichlin, just really one of the true masters and biggest names, as far as I know, in the country in terms of grilling and barbecue and food in general. A real gentleman, a scholar. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on with us. And give us the name of your website one more time.
Once again, it is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com.
Thank you, Stephen, for making time for us.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, that was Stephen Reichlin from Reichlin. Am I pronouncing that right?
Reichlin,
yeah. Just an incredible guy. He's spent his whole life in the barbecue business, and he's a great source. Go on his website. Check it out, and you'll find some great gifts for the griller, some stuff that he recommends. And you know, he's a marketer, just like everybody else. So,
yeah, he's a passionate foodie.
Right.
He spends his summers out in Nantucket in that area, okay. Martha's Vineyard, actually.
Right.
But he's done very well by grilling things.
Sure.
But he's a perfectionist. I mean, an absolute perfectionist, loves instructing, and he doesn't tell you anything unless he's done it. Which yeah. is really cool. So
right.
he's not going to send you down the wrong road, but he also has a relationship with the Kalamazoo Grill Company.
Okay.
And Kalamazoo Grills is one of his sponsors, and he has their new Argentinian-style grill in his backyard. You can see it on Barbecue University. If you watch any of those YouTube videos of Barbecue U, you'll see that big Kalamazoo. An Argentinian grill is... a big stainless grill with a your meat rack is actually tilted and it's all stainless. It's got a big wheel on the side. It's
so you can raise and lower the
very
food
very very cool.
Against
yeah,
the bed I eat.
Yeah. But anyway, he's the real deal, and it's fun to have a guy like that on the show once in a while. I would like to, in the next segment, talk about some simple stuff people can find right here in Michigan, just by going to see their favorite retailer, and we have a bunch of them. That have products for Christmas,
yep.
Christmas gifts.
They sure do.
And I think we can send you down the right path.
All right. So coming up next, it's gifts for the griller from around home. Right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm, and the fire is slowly dying. And my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and...